Hello and welcome. This is James Hoodie speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Kids Never Told Me About Mobile Marketing and Being Social and Mobile Online. And today I want to share a little bit of a, well, it's not something that, that you think about all the time, but it's something I want you to focus on. And this is, I'm going to get straight to the point. One of the things that always concerns me or surprises me is when people pick up a new piece of technology. And in my particular case, I've got another new smartphone. I've upgraded my smartphone just recently, and I've purchased a brand spanking new Nokia 920, nice red one, that's set up specifically to do one thing. Not make phone calls, but to integrate my office at home to my office when I'm not at home. And here's the thing that really surprises me, that there's so much technology available, and I see a common mistake still all the time, and it frustrates the heck out of me. There's all sorts of people buying tablets, whether they be iPads or Kindles or Nooks or readers or Amazon Android-based tablets, or now the Surface devices from Microsoft. There's billions of mobile devices being purchased available now, and yet most of the time, as marketers or small business owners, independent professionals, coaches, consultants, you know, you text some people, you read your Facebook stuff, you do a chat here, a chat there, you actually make a phone call from time to time. Most people are only using a fraction, a tiny, tiny little fraction of what's available on these devices. And, you know, being mobile, it's kind of cool when you start off doing it, but at the end of the day, you have to kind of think about it and say, well, what is the purpose of me actually having this device where I am today? Is it only to text or do a phone call, whether it be being called or making a call? Is it to keep care of my contacts? Is it to do presentations? At the end of the day, you've got to be in a situation when you know specifically what you're using that technology for, and more importantly, how you're applying it to your business. And the things that you have to look at, of course, are pretty simple. Is this going to save me time? Is it going to earn me more money? Is it going to allow me to be more efficient? Is it going to build my business, or is it going to slow me down? And in most cases, when you look at most people, the way they're using all of these tools, it's like they've got this tool belt and they've got all sorts of specialized tools on it, but yet everything looks like a hammer when all you can see is a nail. Now, think about that for a second. You've got most people, if you watch when people are out, it's they're texting or they're chatting or they're replying to an email. They're using sort of mundane tasks. There's so much more that's possible. Things that you can do and capture that data stream that you have as you're out and about away from your office, there's so much you can do with everything that goes on. And specifically, what I'm talking about is making sure that you're capturing your mobile data stream. And this is just an amazing thing, tool that's available to you with things like tablets and smartphones now. You can capture the goings on around you, and you can post them to your blog. And in many cases, I know with our setup here with the Windows phone and tablets, and the way that we've got our business set up with the mobile social media secrets that we teach at My Small Business Mobile and Thumbidextrous, these things are all automated so that you're actually capturing in real time the stuff that goes on, posting it, and using it, if appropriate, to build your business. Now, here's what usually happens. Most people, they go out, they make a call, they may have a face-to-face call with a prospective customer, existing customer, they may have stuff that they write down in a notebook. The odd time they may take a note or two, and then either that have to go back to their office and regurgitate what they can remember or recall from the meeting that they had, or the action items that were a result of the meeting, and they're basically doing the work over again and doing it twice. It just doesn't make sense. What you've got to be in a position to do is take advantage of the tools that you have and make sure that they're integrated so that it is like a mobile desktop. It is a situation where you can capture once and publish in many areas. And I'll give you an example of how we do that. One of the things that we have is my small biz press, which actually publishes anything that it goes on to. I've got it set up for any category that we add to our content that we add to our WordPress blogs or our WordPress sites. It can be specific to a site, categories, or all of the more independent categories or individual posts for that matter. But what happens with ours is that anytime we post content to our blogs, it automatically gets posted to our choice of today 47 social media networks. What usually happens for most people right now is they'll make a post to Facebook from their smartphone, or they'll make a tweet, for example, from their smartphone. It's not tied back to the WordPress site or any of the blogs where it can have some value in it. And more importantly, what happens is that they're doing individual posts on each of the individual social networks. It's crazy the amount of work that you need to do just to do multiple posts on all of these different networks. Now, I'm not suggesting you should make, posts onto 47 of them. Those are just the ones that are available in the system that we've got set up at My Small Biz Press. But I am saying is that you have to capture these data streams, decide where they should go, where there is value, and make sure that the process that you have in place is something that supports what it is you want to do. Specifically, how am I going to use this content that I have or that I'm capturing to build my business, to service my existing customers, to provide ideas in the future for lead generation or products or services? There's all sorts of stuff that can be done when you're away from your desk, but you have to be in a position to capture it. And that's exactly what we're doing in My Small Business Mobile and the Thumbidextrous program. If you want to check those out, you certainly can. They'll be up and running soon. Thumbidextrous is obviously, there's a great test there. If you want to go to www.thumbidextrous.com, you'll find out if in fact how mobile you are and how ready you are for mobile. And My Small Business Mobile, that site explains specifically in about, I think now there's 23 lessons in that particular course that shows you how to capture that data stream, how to be mobile and be social and use services like My Small Biz Press to completely automate the capture and distribution of great content that you're already creating. Think about what you're doing next time you're out. Think about what you can capture. Think about the device that you have and decide, what's the purpose of me having this mobile device today? Is it just something for some text and personal use and a phone call, or do I really want to use it to leverage what I'm already doing to build and extend my business? And whether that means earning more money or saving time doesn't really matter, but decide today and act on it. This is James Maduke speaking. I hope you enjoyed this little session. We'll be back again with another podcast from the author of Me, 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and more importantly, today, 52 Secrets My Kids Never Told Me About Being Mobile. Take care and expect the best.